Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet. The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? We here live on another dope episode of the Smith Express Show with my dope co-host, legendary P, Porsche Williams, a.k.a. Jack Frost, Chicago rap finest. You feel me?
In the building, you already know.
Hey.
You know, but your boy C. Smith, what's to it?
Man, bro, nothing to it, man. Hey, this time around, bro, we got a dope, legendary guest. Man, she been all over the world. AAU coach, you know what I'm saying? Definitely doing that thing. Definitely a legend in my eyes, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? The one and only Kim Possible. What's popping?
Hey, what's going on? Love the energy, love the vibes, and love to connect with like-minded people. That's for sure.
No problem. So look, hey, let's get straight into it. Kim, you done so much and touch so many people with, you know what I'm saying, in a short period of time. What's some of your inspiration and motivation to even do what you do?
It comes intrinsic. It's that hunger to want to learn, but then to take that knowledge and help others. You know, if you learn something and you teach others about what you learned, then you master that skill even more through the knowledge, through the questions other people have. And for me, I wouldn't be able to move mountains like I do if it wasn't for connecting with other people. Whether it was in high school, I was doing it, in the military, I was doing it overseas. Coming back at home, it was like, how can you build your own military to be able to make some things happen at home to help other people that have nothing they could give you back? But when you have that intrinsic motivation to make a difference, you just make it happen every day.
That's beautiful. That's what's up.
I swear to God, that was emotionally... That right there is dope, man. Hey, I salute you, Kim, for real. They need more people out there like you, for real.
Most definitely. So I'm going to say this, Chris, right? I don't think the world realized who we have on here, too. Last week we had our son, who she's groomed as a winner, Tim Griffin Jr., University of Illinois football player, you know, young, extraordinary gentleman. The things that she's done with him herself is a reflection of her works as a mother, and I think the world needs to know that. So, like, back-to-back, we have two very profound people that's letting their actions speak loud in society and doing beautiful things out here. So, for me personally, Kim, I had a question for you, because we've been knowing each other forever. I want the world to know who you are as a person. So, speak to some of the people about your accolades, like your service in the military, your vision, your works in the community, and how you earned the name Kim Possible. That's pretty important. That's unique.
Absolutely. Like I said, it started real young. I kind of was one of those families that needed the help. My mom didn't want to ask for help, but for me, it was being a family that needed help. It was finding a way to help others, even if I didn't have physical money. For me, it was going to school, tapping into the resources there. People go to school every day, but don't realize the people next to them that can help them. For me in the military, it was the same thing. I was, you know, after 9/11, shaved my head, donated my hair, left scholarships to play for sports to serve for my country. And when I got over there, it was, I'm not just going to school while I'm on a military ship being a navigator. I'm taking my free time and going to Japanese orphanages and giving back to the kids that have nothing. I would motivate kids out there, and sailors, soldiers, they would get on a bus and come volunteer. So when I came back home, it was like, do the same thing, you know. You could take the same day that you have today, the same 24 hours that you have, and you can keep your head down and just keep thinking about self. But when you go to a philanthropic event and you give back and you roll up your sleeves and you learn something from the person next to you, they might have a free scholarship, a job, an apartment that you needed. They might know somebody that can help your kids' kids. Like, it's ridiculous if we tap into the people around us. And for me, that's how I got Kim Possible. It was, hey, we want to make something happen, but it's not possible. It's like, well, Kim Possible's here, and we know how to motivate troops, so ain't nothing impossible.
That's what's up. That is profound. Like,
hey, that's fire.
You just explained is crazy. Beautiful woman. Beautiful things she's doing in the world. That's crazy. Hey, what you got for Chris? That was his breathtaking.
Man, you hear me?
He works so that's crazy.
Hey, that right there, inspiration and motivation itself. You feel me? So, Kim, hey, let me ask you this. Like, do you ever look back and stop, like, you know what I'm saying, of all the great things you've accomplished, was there anything or at one point in time where you look back and be like, man, I really just killed it or I just really moved some mountains? Like, do you ever look back? Do you ever look back at the great things you've accomplished and just say, man, I'm really out here?
Mic drop moment.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a mic drop moment like that, but looking back and reflecting on everything, successes, failures, that's how you learn, that's how you grow. When you look back to it, you know, when I was going through my master's degree, I was working 5 jobs, taking 6 master's classes, which is unheard of. Nobody's ever done. Had to get a 4.0 to show my kids. Working all these jobs, 1099, making it to all their games and sporting events, like, when do you sleep? And it was, sleep wasn't even a question. I'll get sleep. I got the Lord that's got my back. But when you put your mind to something and you say, whatever challenge comes my way, whether it's a small puddle, whether it's a hurdle or a mountain, I'm going to find a way over it, through it, whatever way I got to do, ain't nothing going to stop me. And for me, it's that's what I do with life. Challenges are going to come, but ain't nothing going to slow me down or stop me. And if it tries to, I got resources and a team that's going to take over whatever team that's coming towards us. So you just got to keep moving and make sure, even if you're tiptoeing through rough times, you're going in the right direction.
That's real.
I heard that. Word up. Like, to hear these things from other people just validates more so, like, the way I feel, because that's been my whole grind, too, as an artist. I feel like everything that I had in life that I obtained at some point, I had to fight for that. And to hear that coming from you, that's profound. Like, that's the type of perseverance you got to have in the world to become great. That's part of greatness. So being able to reflect on that virtue is important. Okay, so what inspires you to be a great person, and what can you share with other people who struggle with that in the world, especially single moms?
I think just being the best you. You can't compare yourself to other people, especially being a mom. I mean, single mom, people look to me like, why do you work so many jobs, question certain things, but at the same time, you want to pay one of my bills so I can stay home with my kids? I would love to. But at the same time, as you just don't let nothing stop you from being the best you. You can always learn. You can always grow. When you take accountability for things, whether you right or you wrong, you just realize you had a part in it, and you learn from that. You're learning your golden nuggets. You know, I always say that word to my kids, and it's, you know, you got to be strategic with things. And when you learn golden nugget lessons, it's life-changing. It's going to make you take and react a certain way when something comes your way. You know how they say take lemons and people throw you and make lemonade is for real. How are you going to react to the things that are happening? So you just focus on being the best you, learning and growing every day. Writing is another huge thing. Just write down your stuff, and when you look back and you reflect on it, you're just going to see. And one last thing with that, like, when you have goals and you set yourself to some goals and you reach the top of that mound, you achieve that goal. Now you see 10 other mountains in front of you that are even more beautiful than the mountain you just climbed. Like, what's next? Let's wow. go. Level up.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope. Up. Hey, Kim, I got a quick question. So being that you've, you know, accomplished so much, and within the next 5 or 10 years, what do you see yourself?
Definitely going to take Kid Possible worldwide to the next level. My vision, my goal is throughout every single school, it will be philanthropic community service hours for all. Kindergarten, a half hour, first grade, 1 hour, second grade, 2 hours. Don't wait till high school. Teach these kids, build these families with bonding time, and show them how having that kind heart and giving back to others is the golden key to life. When you do that, so many more blessings come back your way. You see how you can make a difference in the lives of others. And then you have time around amazing people making a difference.
That's
beautiful. So absolutely. So
well, hold on, P. So like, so Ken, what you saying in the next 5 or 10 years, you gonna be the president?
Oh, I would want to be president, but
I swear to hey, vote Kim Possible.
It, is better than president in my eyes. When you can be that light to just spark that interest, to show others how easy they can make a difference. I mean, Chance the Rapper worked with my son, said bring an item to a free concert. My son had a whole busload of items because he asked his basketball team, his neighbors, his family, schools, businesses. He put out boxes and just put out the word and asked. And people will come. You build it, they will come. And Kid Possible Worldwide, we're going to make a difference through kids. Kids are going to be the difference and the change we need.
That's what's up. Shout out to Chance. Shout out to TJ. Y'all doing y'all thing out there. Keep grinding. Hey, okay, so I know your mom, and this is a huge part of your life, too. So how do you instill this in them? Like, your essence of raising good people, but within the household with the youngins, like, and on top of that, like, especially being a single mom, like, that's profound. What's the gem? Like, drop it on the young mom so they can understand what's going on with the kids, how you groom them to be winners in the game.
Don't just speak about it, be about it. I mean, it was COVID. My daughter was 6 months old. She was on my chest for 2 hours at a church, stacking items in a bag to give to families that had nothing. Put her on a table for a little photo shoot. Put a bag of veteran coffee next to her. What do you think the six-month-old did? Picked it up and put it in the bag. You show them and you be the example. They will follow in your steps.
That's dope.
Word up.
Hey, that's fire. That's real talk. Hey, so Kim, you know what I'm saying? Like, one thing that I definitely want, you know what I'm saying, I want you to do, for those that is tuning in, you know what I'm saying? They may have some more questions to reach out or might need some encouraging words. Please shout out. How can they get a hold of you? Emails, social media?
Yeah, so we got KidPossibleWorldwide.com. We are on Facebook, Kid Possible Worldwide. My email is KimKidPossible@gmail.com. Definitely love to just spread kindness, make a difference. If others just want to know, hey, I'm a mom, hey, I'm a dad, hey, I want to instill this, you know, I want to plant that seed in my kids' heart so that they could be the change, and I want to do it. Mission continues. It's a nonprofit where we work with veterans in the community. We do projects every single month. That's just one of many nonprofits you could team up with, and that's across the United States. So there's just different ways. Reach out and ask. And you will see how easy it could be, whether it's collecting something as a basketball team, whether it's, like I said, like my son did, asking neighbors, making a post on your Facebook, you get your family involved, make something of it and make a difference. But, you know, it's the science behind it is when you are doing something kind for somebody else, your heartbeat and your mind waves are literally beating together as one. It don't get no better than that.
Wow.
That's dope. That's deep.
That's your own point.
Brainwaves work. Make them work for you in favor.
Yeah. So, like, I think about all these things we're sharing today and think about some of the struggles of the world, and it makes me think of Dr. King, whom is his birthday is tomorrow, and seeing where we were in society then and seeing where we are today. How does Dr. King's dreams tie into our lifestyles today and some of the dreams and visions that we may have as people? I want to just pass that around to see, Kim Possible, what your take was, Chris, for you and for myself as well, to celebrate Dr. King and give tribute and honor and praise to this man who risked his life for us to have civil freedoms today. What's your take on that?
His quote that talks about not seeing the steps in front of you on a staircase, but still having faith and believing those steps are there. Like, we are getting so far with certain things, people's belief and hope and being a part of the change, but it's that action piece. You know, he didn't fight and do everything that he did for us just to sit back on our couch and to watch stuff happening. There's different ways to be active in a positive way in your community and your family, from the words you choose to the things you share on social media. So just make sure your frequency and your vibration you're giving off is matching Dr. Martin Luther King.
Word up. What you got, Chris? How you feeling?
I mean, hey.
I'm pissed about him, okay.
Now, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, to keep it a buck, I think it was more so just his actions, you know what I'm saying, that drew me to him. You know what I'm saying? Being about what you talk about. Like a lot of, it's one thing to talk about it, but to actually back it up and accomplish much more with just doing what you say you're doing or moving how you say you're moving. I think that right there is epic and legendary, man. And hey,
for sure.
Hey, and you know what I'm saying? If he'd only would have survived longer, who knows how dope the world would be today.
For sure. Okay, I think for myself, right, it's like his actions still live through us. Like when I saw his speeches and realized so much. In fact, something that many people probably don't know is SGI Buddhist Center right downtown, I think on 20th and State or 20th and Michigan right there. That's where he held one of his first peace speeches there at that specific spot in Chicago. So, you know, reflecting on all these things for myself, I'm like, how do we allow this man's dream or his vision for peace and equality to live through us, through our actions? And not only that, like there's so many multicultural or biracial people in the United States today that can exist in peace because of what this man has risked his life for. So just to look around and see these children or see these adults, you know, coexisting together is his dream itself, and I just want us to reflect on that and always keep that alive in our hearts and make sure people understand what his dream was, and we live it. The fact that we exist, we live in it. So that's what's the most profound for me, and I hope everybody can understand the value in that and just spread that love and kindness to the rest of the world, especially every day, not just on his birthday, but every day, especially in the United States where he risked himself for. So shout out to Martin Luther King. You know, much respect, much love for all his family and everybody that's listening. Tomorrow's a big day, and I'm just happy we can even have this talk right now. I mean, if it wasn't for him doing what he did, we wouldn't be able to do that. So that's what's up.
Hey, that's deep. Yeah. That's deep, for real. That's dope.
Okay, so Ken, what's some future goals, like immediate goals? Like what are you planning to accomplish or what you got on your plate for the next year, next 2 years? What you got?
Yes, definitely want to get some books out. A lot of people ask me a lot of different advice, you know, being a military veteran, being a mom of three, being a teacher, being a counselor, motivational speaker. There's
you have
different
one
ways
left.
That different ways you can tie in life skills with sports or different things that are going on to really challenge the minds of others. And I think if I take those golden nuggets and sandwich them up for others, it would be a bestseller.
Yeah. Okay. Support to all our troops too. You know, they're keeping it safe. There's a lot of conflict and tension going around the world. Keep them in your prayers. Keep them safe. And appreciate all the love and support. And you dropping those gems on us as always. Kim Possible, you the truth. We appreciate it. Much love to you. And C. Smith, you keep doing your thing. Beautiful day today. I love chopping it up. We got to bring some more to the table so that people can understand how we coming. We got a lot of big things on the table. So much love, much support. I appreciate y'all time today. Smith Express Shows, it's a classic as always.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Good looking, boss. Good looking.
For sure. Much love, y'all.
Thank you for using for sure. Securus. The caller has hung up. Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
Yo, Kim.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, it's definitely an honor to have you on the show, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I just definitely want to give you your flowers because you do so much. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm not sure if you hear it enough, like, but you definitely, you know what I'm saying, inspiration and motivation to the world, especially in a time of today with so much going on in the news, the wars and everything. You definitely a spark, you know what I'm saying, a glow, you know what I'm saying? Your glow is different, you feel me? I just want to salute you in every way possible, you feel me?
I appreciate it. Yeah, I just, like I said, it's all intrinsic. So when you have it in your heart, you just find a way to make it happen every single day. And, you know, if you can, like I said, spark that light in others and watch them just blossom and grow into these amazing people, it's being the best them is all we can do.
That's big facts. That's big facts. I ain't gonna hold you up, but one last thing for those that is tuning in and, you know, that's trying to accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, you got any encouraging words for them?
Don't let any challenge be too big. If you look at a mountain as a rain puddle, and you think of it like a little kid, you got shoes on and you jumping in that puddle having a fun day. Challenges are what you take them to be. You can take a challenge as an excuse to quit because it just looks too hard to get there because it's going to take a lot of steps. Or like I said, you can enjoy that ride and really pull out those golden nuggets and those key people that are going to be in your lives. There's jobs I worked when I was 16 years old that taught me a life skill that's helping me now today. So you never know where you're at right now, how it's going to help you later. But the faster you can be in tune with self and your own mind and being the strong and best you, the quicker you're going to see things a little bit more. You know, it's going to be like a spotlight just shines on those different things that you need to pick up those gems and use those later. It's just going to start making sense. So don't ever slow down. Like I said before, if you're even tiptoeing in the right direction, you're going to get there. What do they say? Like 100 steps, 100 small goals could get you to your big goal. So sometimes just break that big goal down into little chunks. Appreciate yourself, you know, along the way. Give yourself recognition. Like, hey, I said I wanted to work an hour a day towards whatever, and I put 2 hours in today. You know, challenge yourself in little ways. When I go to school and talk to kids, I'm always telling them, what homework do you do for yourself? Challenge yourself in something. If you're on your phone all the time, you like to play a game, shoot, challenge yourself for 10 minutes to watch a TED Talks video on something to gain some knowledge and then play your game. See how that little bit of growth every day becomes a great success or a masterpiece later.
That's deep. That's dope. And that's definitely some stuff that I'm going to take to myself as, you know what I'm saying, making a growth in my everyday life. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's an honor to have you on the show. I salute you once again for everything. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to your son for doing great things out there in the college. TJ, you know what I'm saying? I apologize. You feel me?
You good.
But definitely, you know what I'm saying? But both of you guys are doing some amazing work out there, and I just want to salute you. Shout out to the big partner, P, for, you know what I'm saying, co-hosting this dope event again, man.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate the platform and both of you guys, your questions, the insight, tapping with the listeners and making a difference, even if it's one listener, one heart. Hey, that's our job. Let's do it.
Let's get it. There you have it. Then we out.